Hi guys, Adora here, and welcome to episode 12 of Today at 5 a.m. Today's topic is your business versus the number of activity posts on the gram. I'm going to say that again, your business versus the number of activity posts on the gram. All right, so due to the nature of the work that we do, a lot of our client projects, I'm speaking about myself now, a lot of our client projects have either not taken off yet, or it is work that comes via agencies. And so what will typically happen is, like, the big agency will get the job and then it will come to my table to execute. But what that also means is that we usually cannot share the work that we execute for the agencies. And for several clients that we work with, we cannot share their project until they put it out publicly. So unlike a lot of service-based businesses that can just quickly share websites they've built, logos they've done, hair they've styled, clothes they've made, we don't have that luxury. Okay, so we get to share our portfolio publicly several months after the work is completed. So for instance, right now I'm working on a rebrand for a financial institution. I cannot put that work out until the logo and the brand identity actually launches for this financial institution. And that might be a couple months down the road, okay? So why am I sharing this? I want you to learn a couple things, okay? So sometime last year, right? I think early last year, we were sharing stuff on our corporate handles just to keep it active. So as a brand development company, we thought it would be unprofessional if our handles weren't overactive. So we'll just find things to post, right? Post employees sitting down, post coffee, post quotes, post laptop with our work. We were posting and posting, right? And I woke up one morning, I called our creative director and I just said, you know what, man, I've been thinking, right? I'm not feeling all these posts. So our vision is built on an underlying purpose, which is to interpret the dreams of others. And we cannot share the dreams till our clients have shared it publicly. So I just said, you know what? Let's just start sharing things that will help people in their own business activities. So we started sharing tips. We started sharing lessons. We started sharing how-to guides. And what I learned from that is you must understand your element, the nature of your business. If you run a service that isn't visual, you don't have to struggle to share your work in a visual way. There are many angles to tell a story from. So your business progress is not dependent on the amount of activity that you share. The activity is good for brand positioning, but the number of your posts don't lessen your vision, your mission, or your value as an organization. So whatever angle that you choose, the important thing is that you are consistent with your purpose. Your brand storytelling needs to have a targeted objective. So now I want you to say this with me. I shall no longer just post a cup of coffee with a notepad on the side or my staff on laptops to prove that we are working. Say that again. I shall no longer just post a cup of coffee with a notepad on my side or my staff on laptops to prove that we are working. Okay, especially in these times that we are in, there's probably less activity happening within your business. And you don't have to force, you know, activity on social media just so that you can prove that stuff is actually still working, okay? You can find things that are important to other people that you can start to share, things that, yes, are in alignment with your brand and your values as an organization, your purpose as and mission as an organization as well, but without necessarily having to focus on, like, proving to people that work is still going on, all right? So I hope that this helps you go out and just be confidence.